very good. Now, to get a horse started.
You say get up.
And to get him to stop.
Whoa.
And a call to pigs at feeding time.
Pig-a-wee.
And calls to chickens at feeding time.
Chicka, chicka, chicka.
Do you remember how they called sheep?
Who's sheepy? Who's sheepy?
All right. You must have remembered, they must have had a good number then of sheep. Did your father have sheep on his farm?
And my father owned sheep when I was a boy.
Uh-huh.
And he also kept cattle all the way from 3 to 50 head. He kept horses from 2 to maybe 7.
You're going to take a horse out for driving. You have to do something to him before you get him out of the barn and you put the...
We carry him all.
Uh-huh. And then, but you put that leather stuff on him. You have to put on his...
Harness.
Yeah. Would you say you're going to harness the horse or rig it up or tackle it up or... Going to harness the horse?
Yeah, I would say harness him up and put him in the buggy.
All right. Now, what are the things you hold on to when you're... when the horse is pulling a buggy?
His line.
And how about if you're riding on his back?
If I'm riding how?
You're riding on the horse's back in the saddle.
Oh, you have bridle reins.
And what do you have your feet in?
Stirrups.
And when you're plowing, you might have one horse in the furrow.
Yes, sir.
And what's that horse called?
He'd be walking in the front. I'd be up on the land, walking by his side, and then we'd put a G-stick on him, and this horse would learn to walk in that fur, and this G-stick run from the hamstring of the horse in the fur to the bridle bit in the other horse, and he had to walk this straight too.
Did you have a special name for for that horse on the left?
No, I don't know.
Like the lead horse or the lion?
Yeah, I mean, the best trained horse would be the one in the fur.
Mm-hmm. And what was he called?
We'd call him the leader.
All right.
Now, we had blind horses, and we'd put a horse see in the fur and put a G-stick on the blind horse, and that G-stick, that blind horse walked as straight as a horse that could see.
Uh-huh.
Horse that could see and stay in that fur. The blind horse had a G-stick run to his mouth, and he just went right on.
I see. If something isn't a long distance away, you might say it's just a... It isn't far away. You know, might say, how far is it from here to Cleveland? You say, oh, it's just a...
3 miles, I would say.
All right. Say it was even less than a mile. You'd say, oh, it's just a... You say a little piece or a little way?
Yeah, we'd say, oh, about a quarter of a mile up there to
all
the
right.
store.
If something's a considerable distance away, you might say it's a...
Long ways.
All right. Do you ever use the expression when you were younger, a fur piece? A fur piece or a far piece?
Oh, yeah. That meant way on out tundra. Like Chattanooga, my mother had 2 sisters. I lived in Chattanooga, and that was so far away that we didn't visit them over once a year.
Uh-huh. And so if someone asked you, is that, you'd say, oh, we didn't visit because Chattanooga is a...
Long ways off.
All right, or for peace, using the word peace.
Yeah.
You'd say it's a...
Oh, it's a long ways down there.
All right. If someone fell over this...